Welcome to Open for Business. You're listening to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, for this segment. Joining me on the phone, Mr. Jake Topakis. He's the owner of Jake and Telly's. Jake, I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is about your DNA, your heart and your soul that brings you into such a tough business, number one. You really are a loved place. You're kind of a downtown fixture and institution. You've been there for a long time. But you've also made an interesting decision. No spoiler alerts. Let's talk about you, and then let's talk about that decision that you've made.
Sounds good. I'm a 44-year-old man, and I have come from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I opened up my restaurant when I was 21 years old, 1997. My father was in the restaurant business. His father was in the restaurant business. It's kind of like been in our blood. We love serving people. We love serving good food, and we wanted to move to a new place, a place that was a little bit more welcoming, aesthetically pleasing, and Colorado was it. And when we opened the doors, it's just been quite a ride ever since then.
Yeah, you picked a great location. You're right down there central, right in the middle of things in old Colorado City, which is a great thing. Now, in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic, you've made a decision. And let's talk about what that is.
So the decision I made when I first started to hear the news was that we were going to be shut down. And when they decided that restaurants were allowed to stay open for business for takeout, initially I kind of crunched the numbers and felt like the juice wasn't worth the squeeze. I felt like I wouldn't have made enough money, but then I thought maybe I should do it to keep my employees, or at least some of them, on the payroll. But then as things started to get worse, and then listening to what the governor was saying to us about staying home and that that's the safest thing to do, that's the best way to beat this virus and get this over with and get us back to our normal lives, I decided to shut down completely. I took out a line of credit on my home. I have paid my employees. They're also getting unemployment. I've also been giving them other checks as well. I paid off all of my purveyors because it's not their fault. I bought products from them and they should be paid as well. And if I have the money to do it, whether it's borrowed or not, I would rather have them paid off and start my business with no debt when we start up again, whenever that may be. And I feel like it was the safest thing to do for my employees. Just stay at home for a while. Hunker down, do the best you can, be with your family, spend quality time, follow the rules, listen to the governor. We'll be back open soon. Hang in there.
Wow, that is a heck of a very selfless contribution you and your team are making. And I gather you're planning to have the team all back together when you do open up again.
Every single one of them. And it's interesting because I've been looking at all of the emails that we've been receiving from the National Restaurant Association, the Colorado Restaurant Association, about what grants and what loans and what federal funding we're getting. And a lot of talk you hear is that it'll come in the form of a loan to a business owner, but that it would be forgivable if you can still employ some people or at least guarantee that they will return. It was never a shadow of a doubt that every single one of my employees is going to return the minute we open the doors. And they're all ready for it. They're all being good. They're being loyal. They're not going out looking for other jobs. They're collecting unemployment, and they're being safe, and they're ready to get back to work as soon as we open the doors at Jake and Telly's Greek Taverna.
Man, Jake, you know what I'm hearing coming out of you? I'm hearing, how many generations deep are you into the restaurant business now? Are you number three or four?
I should be number three. My grandfather came to America when he was 8 years old, and after 5, 10, however many years it was, he opened up his first diner in Philadelphia. He passed it on to his sons. And then my father opened up a diner in South Philly. And then we moved out here to Colorado in 97 and we opened up our restaurant. So I would say the third generation, if that's how you do it.
Yeah, I hear that Philly fighter coming out in you. And we can't wait to see you come back, be in full bloom, have everybody going. And in the meantime, you've got some food that you're bundling up. You're taking that to some of your employees and some of the homeless folks. And you're trying to take care of everybody and make sure that when you start back up, it's all right. Jake, how do we follow kind of your progress? What's a website address for you?
JakeandTellys.com.
JakeandTellys.com. Jake, thank you. Jake Topakis, very, very much for all you're doing, not only for the homeless community, but certainly for your employees and keeping things ready for the day that you get to reopen. We appreciate you very much, and we applaud you.
It's a pleasure to be on. Opa! Let's not lose faith, and let's not lose our joy, even in a time of struggle and tragedy.